Morning, Chris. Is your audio on?
Yes, I think. Can
Oh,
you?
there you go. There you All right, we're just waiting for Andrew. And it's just going to be the stations across. So we're waiting for him. I'll show you. We're going to go right from this screen. Wait, sorry. We're going to go to the first. Morning, Andrew. Good morning.
Morning.
What is your virtual background?
Oh, is that still on? That was from the last time I zoomed somebody. It's a picture I took when I was hiking at a Thousand Oaks by Paradise Falls.
Okay. All right. Well, I suggest we put our phones on silent so that doesn't accidentally get recorded.
Okay.
And just to walk through the actual stations real quickly. Thinking this over, I thought it might be good if the only person that's unmuted is the one who's speaking or singing at the time, just in case. That way no other background noise will come up. And so, every time the all comes in, I'll mute myself and Chris will come in. When she finishes, she'll mute herself. And you'll see the slide that'll come up for singing, and then you'll come in, and then we'll reset each station. How's that sound?
Sure.
Okay. This will be the slide for the opening prayer. And as in the booklet, after the opening prayer, there's two stanzas for the Habet Mater. And then after that, each station with the one stanza, the Habet Mater. And the final slide will be a picture of the other side of the altar, the left side, the Lamb of God, or the Word of God. And we'll just... I'll recite the creed, or actually, Chris, you'll recite the creed because it's an all.
Okay.
So it's on that very last page when you come to the cover. Uh-huh. Don't do the resurrection of Jesus. That doesn't happen until after the Lenten season if you pray the stations. Just a short pause and then go into the creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty.
Okay, so I'll go into that part as soon as we're done then with the...
Yeah, after he sings, Jesus risen, be our lover. That stanza there after the 14th station. Mm-hmm. Then maybe count to five slowly in your head. You'll see that slide already come up, and then go right into I Believe in God.
Okay.
The only other thing, Chris, that occurred to me last night when we did this, there's supposed to be a much longer pause on the 12th station when Jesus dies.
Okay.
That station, when I read, then bowing his head, he died. Make that a really long pause.
Okay.
And then come in with my people. What have you done? What have I done to you?
Do you want a 5-second pause or
longer than that?
Okay.
But usually we're kneeling and it's heads bowed and people say a short prayer. So,
okay.
Yeah, maybe a 10-second pause. What do you think, Andrew?
I say 10 to 20 seconds.
Yeah, longer is better as long as it's not too long and people think, oh, the slide hung up.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, that they'll get the impression it was over, so, or it's.
One of us will clear our throats. We'll go. still pausing.
Okay. Anything else you can think of?
I don't think so. Am I singing everything, or are we switching off?
No, we'll just have your voice.
Okay. And then, are you unmuting me, or am I unmuting myself?
We'll all unmute ourselves when the time comes. We'll mute and unmute ourselves.
Okay.
All right. Unless you want me to do it, if you think that would be better. So there's not an accidental overlap?
I think that might be better, because if I have to mute, if I mute myself, I think I have to, oh no, here. I'm cool either way. It might be
I'm afraid I'm going to forget.
Yeah, if I'm not tapping my phone, I'd probably be easier. If I can just stand here and wait, that'd be...
So you both want me to just manage the muting?
Yes.
Okay, can do. Is your connection okay, Andrew? Your internet connection?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, okay. You guys are coming in fine for me.
The video is hanging up a little bit.
My car?
The video is hanging up a little bit, so that's my concern, that the audio doesn't.
For just me? Because I can move out to my car if you want, because I'm in a few doors here.
Yeah, the video's funky, so like I said, my concern is that'll happen with the audio.
Okay, let me move out to my car real quick and see if I can do it there, because I just wanted to get out of my house because it's a little quiet over here.
Okay. You know what? Come to think of it, we're going to have to unmute ourselves. Okay. Because otherwise there's going to be a big box that's going to get recorded on the video that'll show me muting and unmuting people.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is minimize all the boxes. And then I can mute and unmute myself. It'll be a lot less disruptive than if I try to do it otherwise. Okay.
So we are unmuting ourselves.
Yeah, I think that'll be best.
Let me test my video connection here.
See what I mean, Chris? If I leave that box up, everyone's going to see it. Can you see the box, the mute and unmute box?
No.
Okay. I have noticed when I've recorded, though, that I can see it because it's recording directly off my screen. So.
All right. Is my video any better when I'm in here?
Video is about the same.
Okay. Is the audio all right?
Yeah, your audio sounds okay. It was only one time that it seemed to hang up just a slight bit. So we'll pray for the best.
Okay, well then I'm going to go back in the studio because I can hold my
okay.
My phone, you know, and stand there.
But sure.
Okay, at least
you tried. Sure.
Cool.
Chris, are you pressed on time or are you okay?
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
And then assuming there is a glitch of some kind, is it possible for you to edit it out or are we just going to deal with it?
No. The only way you can edit on Zoom, to my knowledge, is the beginning and the end, unless you download the file and then you have software to do that.
Okay.
Which Christine might have. I just don't know if she's going to have the time to do it today.
Sure. That makes sense.
Different Christine. Yeah.
Well, it's recording now, right?
It is recording now, but I'll be able to cut that out. Okay, so I'm going to allow this station to run for a count of five, this slide, and then I'm going to change to opening prayer and then begin the opening prayer. Okay?
Okay. And so you told me all the sections with all, and after you start, will I be the only one saying that because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world on each one after?
I'm going to do that. Otherwise, the muting and unmuting will become crazy.
Okay.
I'll do that part. Because it's the beginning of the station, I'll read the on here it says designated as priest or deacon. Then you'll notice where it says kneel. There's supposed to be a pause there anyway, a pause of at least 3 to 5 seconds.
Okay.
So just count to five in your head and unmute yourself, yourself and count to five. That way you know that there's no delay in unmuting.
Right. Okay. And then how about at the end where we say amen? Do you want?
Then you go ahead and mute yourself.
Okay.
And Andrew's going to unmute himself and come right on in.
Okay. Yeah. You do want me to say the amen then? Okay.
Please.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Okay. Are we good to go?
I think so.
All right.
Okay, sounds good. I'm going to minimize your video boxes and then we're all muting and unmuting ourselves.
Cool.
Okay. There's going to be a delay for that 5 seconds for this slide. When you see me change slides, we'll begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Jesus came with his disciples to a country called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit down here while I go over yonder and pray." Then he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be saddened and exceedingly troubled. He said to them, "My soul is sad, even unto death. Wait here and watch with me." He went forward a little, and falling prostrate, he prayed, saying, "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass away from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will."
Almighty and eternal Father, accept our prayer of thanksgiving for your beloved Son, our Savior and Lord. As we recall his sacred passion, send the Spirit of Christ into our hearts, we beg you, so that whether we pray or work, we might do all in union with Christ, our Redeemer. Amen.
Jesus, Lord, condemned, defiled, may we too be meek and mild, as we tread your holy way. May we feel no bitter hatred when we too are persecuted, left alone to walk with you.
Okay. We're gonna reset that one. I just learned something here. So the longer you hold a note, the more that it's taxing the audio and you're cutting out. So I know it sounds better normally when you do that. But I think just a little feedback for you. The more you shorten that, the better.
Okay. You're talking about the final notes?
And then I realized I have to remember to change the slide so everybody can read the Sabbath Mater.
Okay.
Right?
So just chop off the endings a bit more is what you're saying, yeah?
Exactly. Exactly. Did you notice that too, Chris? Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
All right. So mute again, Andrew, and I'm going to reset count of five on that first slide, and then we'll go right into it.
Okay. Muting.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus came with his disciples to a country place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit down here while I go over yonder and pray." Then he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and he began to be saddened and exceedingly troubled. He said to them, "My soul is sad even unto death. Wait here and watch with me." He went forward a little, and falling prostrate, he prayed, saying, "Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass. Yet not as I will, but as you will."
Almighty and eternal Father, accept our prayer of thanksgiving for your beloved Son, our Savior and Lord. As we recall his sacred passion, send the Spirit of Christ into our hearts, we beg you, so that whether we pray or work, we might do all in union with Christ our Redeemer. Amen.
Jesus, Lord, condemned, defiled, may we too be meek and mild, as we tread your holy way. May we feel no bitter hatred when we too are persecuted, left alone to walk with you.
The first station, Jesus is condemned to death. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Again, the high priest began to ask him and said to him, "Are you the Christ, the Son of the Blessed One?" And Jesus said to him, "I am. And you shall see the Son of Man sitting on the right hand of the power and coming with the clouds of heaven." But the high priest tore his garments and said, "What further need have we of witnesses? You have heard the blasphemy. What do you think?" And they all condemned him as liable to death.
The kings of the earth rise up, and the princes conspire together against the Lord and against his anointed. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, "You are my Son. This day I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession."
Let us pray. All-powerful and eternal God, for proclaiming the truth, your Son, Jesus Christ, is condemned to death by crucifixion. Stir up your love in our hearts, so that we might be ever faithful to all that you have told us, and fear nothing more than the loss of your friendship through sin.
Amen.
Now the cross has for it has been the jeweled cross of victory.
The second station, Jesus carries his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And Pilate said to the Jews, "Behold your king." But they cried out, "Away with him, away with him, crucify him." Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." Then he handed him over to them to be crucified. And so they took Jesus and led him away, bearing the cross for himself.
Who would believe what we have heard? To whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up like a sapling before him, like a shoot from the parched earth. There was in him no stately bearing to make us look at him, no appearance that would attract us to him. He was rejected and avoided by men, a man of suffering, accustomed to infirmity, one of those from whom men turn away, and we held him in no esteem.
Let us pray. Father in heaven, your Son, Jesus Christ, still carries his cross in his persecuted brothers and sisters throughout the world. Make us feel the needs of all persons so that we might as readily help them as we would help Jesus himself.
Amen.
Weak and prodded, cursed and fallen, his whole body bruised and swollen, Jesus tripped and lay in pain.
The third station, Jesus falls the first time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. If the world hates you, know that it hated me before you. If you were of the world would love what is its own. Because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I have spoken to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will persecute you also.
Why are your clothes red and your garments like those of the winepresser? The winepress I have trodden alone. And of my people, there was no one with me. I trod them in my anger and trampled them down in my wrath. Their blood spurted on my garments, and I stained all my clothes. I looked about, but there was no one to help. I was appalled, and there was no one to lend support. So my own arm brought about the victory.
Let us pray. O God, to free us from sin and weakness, your Son, Jesus Christ, embraced his fearful passion and crucifixion. Strengthen us in our baptismal resolutions by which we renounced sin and Satan, so that through the passion of this life's sufferings, we might rise to a new life of joyful service, free of all selfishness.
Amen.
Jesus met his grieving mother, she who made the Lord a brother. Now the sword her heart has pierced.
The fourth station, Jesus meets his afflicted mother. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Now that we're standing by the cross of Jesus, his mother, and his mother's sister, Mary of Cleophas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus, therefore, saw his mother and the disciple standing by whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home.
To what can I compare you, O daughter Jerusalem? What example can I show you for your comfort, virgin daughter Sion? For great as the sea is your distress, who can heal you?
Let us pray. O blessed Lord, at your passion, a sword of sorrow pierced the loving heart of your mother, as Simeon had foretold. Grant that we who look back on her sorrows with compassion might receive the healing fruits of your sufferings.
Amen.
Simon stopped in
the fifth station, Simon of Cyrene helps to carry his cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. And when they had mocked Jesus, they took the purple cloak off and put his own clothes on him, and they led him out to be crucified. Then they forced a certain passerby, Simon of Cyrene, coming from the country, to take up his cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, a name meaning the place of the skull.
With a loud voice, I cry out to the Lord. With a loud voice, I beseech the Lord. My complaint I pour out before him. Before him, I lay my bare, my distress. When my spirit is faint within me, you know my path. In the way along which I walk, they have hid a trap for me. I look to the right to see, but there is no one who pays me heed. I have lost all means of escape. There is no one who cares for my life.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, help us to see in the sufferings and shortcomings of our lives a share in your cross. Strengthen and console us in the belief that we bear all things in union with you, who have taken upon yourself even our guilt.
Amen.
Brave but trembling came the woman, none but she would flaunt the Roman. Moved by love beyond her fear. The sixth station, Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger, or take you in, or naked, or clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And answering, the king will say to them, Amen, I say to you, as long as you did it for one of these, the least of my brethren, you did it for me.
A faithful friend is a sturdy shelter. He who finds one finds a treasure. A faithful friend is beyond price. No sum can balance his worth. A faithful friend is a life-saving remedy, such as he who fears God finds. For he who fears God behaves accordingly, and his friend will be like himself.
Let us pray. Almighty and ever-loving God, we feel your love and understanding in the consolation and support we receive from one another. Give us, we beg you, the courage and dedication to sacrifice and suffer with those who are in need, the least of your people.
Amen.
Prostrate on the dust he crumbled, flogged in body he resembled, all our brothers poor and scorned.
The seventh station. Jesus falls the second time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. It was our weaknesses that he carried, our sufferings that he endured, while we thought of him as stricken, as one struck by God and afflicted. But he was pierced for our offenses, crushed for our sins. Upon him was the punishment that makes us whole. By his stripes we were healed. We had all gone astray like sheep, each following his own way, but the Lord laid upon him the guilt of us all.
Though he was harshly treated, he submitted and opened not his mouth. Like a lamb led to the slaughter or a sheep before the shearers, he was silent and uttered no cry. When he was cut off from the land of the living and smitten for the sin of his people, a grave was assigned him among the wicked and a burial place with evildoers, though he had done no wrong nor spoken any falsehood.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you shared in our weaknesses and accepted our guilt. Grant us the favor of rejoicing over our human weaknesses so that in all we do, your strength dwelling in us may be shown to all others.
Amen.
May our sympathy for Jesus turn to those who here now need us. May we see Christ bruised in them.
The eighth station. Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. There was following Jesus a great crowd of people, and among them were some women who were bewailing and lamenting him. Jesus, turning to them, said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children."
Come, all you who pass by the way, look and see whether there is any suffering like my suffering, suffering with which the Lord has afflicted me on the day of his blazing wrath. At this I weep, my eyes run with tears. Far from me are all who could console me. Far away are any who might revive me.
Let us pray. Beloved Jesus, with tears of pity, these women of Jerusalem responded to you, broken, bruised, and beaten on the road to Calvary. Deepen our faith, we beg you, so that we may see you in our brothers and sisters, bruised by our envy, beaten down by injustice, and broken by our greed and our indifference.
Amen.
Jesus fell again in weakness, stumbling as we do to lead us through our sorrow and our pain.
The ninth station. Jesus falls the third time. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. I lie prostrate in the dust. Give me life according to your word. I declared my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your commands. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and I will meditate on your wondrous deeds. My soul weeps for sorrow. Strengthen me with your words.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? When evildoers come at me to devour my flesh, my foes and my enemies themselves stumble and fall. Though an army encamp against me, my heart will not fear. Though war be waged upon me, even then will I trust.
Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, you permitted your Son to be weakened, crushed, and profaned, so that he might rise from the dead, freed from the ravages of sin. Help us to accept our weaknesses and failings as forerunners of our glorious resurrection in union with your Son.
Amen.
Stripped and cheered by his own nation, Jesus stood in desolation, giving all he had to give.
The tenth station. Jesus is stripped of his clothes. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. They gave Jesus wine to drink mixed with gall, but when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then after they had crucified him, they divided his clothes, casting lots, to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. They divided my clothes among them, and upon my garments they cast lots.
Happy is the man whom God chastises. Do not reject the punishment of the Almighty. For he wounds, but he binds up. He smites, but his hands give healing. Insult has broken my heart, and I am weak. I looked for comforters, and I found none. Rather, they put gall in my food, and in my thirsting, they gave me vinegar to drink.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, stripped of everything, you stood exposed to the jeers and contempt of the people whom you loved. Clothe us with genuine love of others, so that nothing we suffer may ever fill our hearts with hatred or bitterness.
Amen.
Pierce the hands that blessed and cured us. Pierce the feet that walked to free us. Walk the hill of Calvary.
The 11th station. Jesus is nailed to the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. When they came to Golgotha, the place called the skull, they crucified Jesus and the robbers, one on his right and the other on his left. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing.
My God, why have you forsaken me? Far from my prayer, far from the words of my cry. Oh, my God, I cry out by day, and you answer not. I cry out by night, and there is no relief for me. All my bones are racked. My heart has become like wax melting away within my chest. My throat is dried up like baked clay. My tongue cleaves to my jaws. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones.
Let us pray. Lord and Savior, you have told us what we too must accept in crucifixion if we are to accept resurrection with you. Help us to rejoice in the sufferings that come with the fulfillment of our daily duties, seeing in them the royal road of the cross to the resurrection.
Amen.
Life eternal death defiant, bowed his head, the world was silent. Through his death came life anew.
The 12th station. Jesus dies on the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. It was now about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over the whole land until the ninth hour. And the sun was darkened, and the curtain of the temple was torn in the middle. Jesus cried out with a loud voice and said, "It is finished. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit." Then, bowing his head, he died.
My people, what have I done to you? Or in what have I offended you? Answer me. What more should I have done and did not do? I led you out of the land of Egypt, and you prepared a cross for me. I opened the Red Sea before you, and you opened my side with a lance. I gave you a royal scepter, and you have given me a crown of thorns. With great power, I lifted you up, and you have hung me upon a cross. My people, what have I done to you? Or in what have I offended you? Answer me. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Stunned and stricken, Mary Mother, in your arms was placed our brother. Full of grace, now filled with grief.
The 13th station. The body of Jesus is taken down from the cross. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. When the soldiers came to Jesus, they saw that he was already dead, so they did not break his legs. But one of them opened his side with a lance, and immediately there came out blood and water. Joseph of Arimathea, because he was a disciple of Jesus, although a secret one for fear of the Jews, besought Pilate that he might take away the body of Jesus, and Pilate gave permission.
O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them, and I will bring you back to your land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. O my people, I will put my spirit in you that you may live. You shall know then that I am the Lord. I have promised it, and I will do it, says the Lord.
Let us pray. Beloved Savior, you returned to the Father all that he had given you, so that he might restore all to you 100-fold in the glorious resurrection. Help us, we beg you, to give generously of ourselves in all that we do for you, so that, like you, we might be made perfect in a new resurrection.
Amen.
Jesus, Lord, your gift accepted. In 3 days you resurrected. You did first what we shall do.
The 14th station, Jesus is laid in the tomb. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Joseph of Arimathea took the body of Jesus, and wrapping it in a clean linen cloth, he laid it in his new tomb, which he had hewn out of rock. Then he rolled a large stone against the entrance of the tomb and departed.
I will praise you, O Lord, for you drew me clear and did not let my enemies rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cried out to you and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the lower world. You preserved me from among those going down into the pit. Sing praise to the Lord, you his faithful ones, and give thanks to his holy name. For his anger lasts but a moment. His good will is for a lifetime. At nightfall, weeping enters in, but with dawn comes rejoicing.
Let us pray. Almighty and eternal God, on the edge of sadness when all seemed lost, you restored to us the Savior we thought defeated and conquered. Help us, we beg you, so to empty ourselves of self-concern that we might see your hand in every failure and your victory in every defeat. These things we ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns forever with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Jesus risen, be our lover, in your food and in our brother. Lead us home to heaven with you.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father Almighty. From there, he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Thank you, both of you. Let's see.
There we go.
Yeah, I was saying, sorry about that. Sorry about that fifth station. I was waiting for the slide with the text to pop up. But
well, I got to tell you that as we kept going, the second, the third, the fourth, the aberration was getting worse. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that was what it was or what, but for some reason I blanked and didn't flip the slide.
It's all good.
And I thought, oh my gosh, it's gotten so bad we can't even hear him now. So I came in, and then as I'm thinking, I went, wait a minute, I don't even have the slide up. That's what he was waiting for. But from that point forward, there was no problem with the audio.
It was great.
Yeah, but if you go back and listen to it, the second, the third, and the fourth, Chris, it got really bad, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. It got really bad.
You know what happens when you have an audio and it hangs up. By the fourth one, it's like one syllable went on for 5 seconds. I don't know. You didn't change anything, did you?
No, I just stood right here and read it off my laptop whole time.
Well, the one thing that I changed was I stopped muting myself in and out. I thought, okay, let me play around with that and see if that made a difference. And at first it didn't seem to, but then we were fine. So
yeah,
I guess we probably could have just all been unmuted and it was quiet enough.
No, it's good. I think it was a good try. And I mean, if I was spectating, I mean, it's perfectly usable from what I can hear. And I could hear a couple of people glitching on my end too from time to time, but that doesn't mean it actually happened in the recording. So
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah. I think whatever I see on my computer and I hear on my computer is what gets recorded.
Yeah. Okay.
And Chris, you were clear the whole time.
There was a couple of words I missed in there, but
we all didn't do it perfectly. Yeah. But that's part of the beauty of the Stations Across, right? It's not about us. Perfect, yeah. But your voice is, I thought your voice sounded great. So it's nice to have a male and a female voice. I appreciate you taking the time out of work for that. Andrew and I are on the clock, so.
Yeah,
this is part of us working from home.
That's right.
Well, it was fun. I mean, if you guys need to, need me any further, let me know.
Fantastic. Sure. Well, we were going to ask you to be a part of the readings at Holy Saturday, but of course, we have to minimize the people that are in the sanctuary. So I think there's going to be only two voices for, and we're going to do all seven readings.
Oh, okay.
But it's going to be for the male and English readings will be John Paul. And then for the Spanish, it'll be a female voice, and it'll be Rosario. So.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
All right. Well, we have a good rest of the day. Have a blessed Triduum, and I'll see a lot more of you in the next 3 days.
You sure will.
Okay.
All right.
I have a couple questions for you along that route, but Chris, we'll let you get back to work then, all right?
Okay. All right. Bye.
God bless.
See ya. Okay.
All right. Do you think it... I mean, I feel comfortable from last year's seeing, but do you think it would be good to meet before enough time before the actual Easter Vigil and run through it once with Claire and I together?
Yeah.
Okay. What time do you want to set that up for?
Well, I was thinking I could have Claire show up like 2 hours before and just we can rehearse everything. And anytime you're available in those 2 hours, we can just go over it.
I plan on being there all day Thursday. So.
Okay.
At your disposal. So you want to say two or you want to work with her a little bit and have me come in? What do you want?
Let's work with her a little bit and have you come in. And is this Thursday or Friday, you mean? Because I was thinking Friday.
I'm sorry. Okay. It is Friday.
Yeah.
So Friday, let's see. We're going to have some time. That's right. You said 2 o'clock. 2 o'clock will be 2 hours before. So you want me to come in 2:30, 2:45, 3? What do you want?
I think 3.
Okay.
Because when are we recording the vigil again? You said 7:30 p.m. or are you talking about?
I believe so. I don't think they're doing that one early because they want it to be dark in the church. Mm-hmm. So do you really want her to come in at 2?
Probably. Well, hold on. If we're doing it at 7:30, I'd probably have her show up at 5 or 5:30. Right? Okay. Does that sound about right? Okay. So would that be too close for you? Would you be getting geared up for the vigil at that point?
I'd prefer 6.
Okay. Then let's do that. And I'll call Claire today and let her know that's what I'm planning on. And if she would like to come any earlier and just be there, and then maybe I can just grab us both like a chicken sandwich or something beforehand. If we're staying there longer, that might be good. But for now, 6 works for me.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to talk to Father about that too. If I know him, I guess we don't really want to all eat together with the social distancing. We'll figure that out. I'll talk to him about it. Normally he would host a meal and make sure everybody's fed, but
right. I would not mind doing a six feet apart United Nations style lunch that we did a few weeks back.
Yeah, there'll be a few more people, but a couple of us could spill over, like 3 or 4 of us could spill over to the St. Francis conference room. So okay, I'll talk to him about it and we'll let you know. Cool. And then you can let Claire know too. All right, so I've got in my calendar 6 o'clock for Friday, April 10th.
Okay, great.
Perfect. Anything else you can think of?
Not really. Father Joe's layout was pretty helpful. So I think if I have any questions, it'll probably be for him just before we start recording. What I'm going to do is I'm going to make, just to be safe, I'm going to make an exact copy of my, the music I did last year, even though I know some things are going to be cut out. And just right before we record, I'm going to show the binder to him and I'm going to make sure I officially cross out the ones we don't. Because what I'm paranoid about is not having the music because I threw it out and I said we don't need it. And now we need it. So I'm just going to have everything and I'll just make a manual X on it.
Okay.
That's pretty much it, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, so far. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for doing this on short notice today. I appreciate it.
No problem. You got it. Yeah, happy
to help. See you tomorrow.
All right. You got it. See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Bye-bye.